There were few clearly outlined projects in the $772.1 million proposal released Tuesday by the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee, but Florida Farm Bureau President John Havlik says the thrust behind Amendment 1 was to make sure we have resources available for recharge.
We have a lot of resources available for recharge already in the state's hands, and those are some of the things that they're going to have to address in session, is whether we have enough, or do we continue to buy more land, do we manage the ones that we already own as a state. You know, so there's a lot of things that can come into play with this. Yeah, it would be nice for some people to think that the government has to own everything to make it happen, but quite honestly, the government hasn't been able to manage what they have to begin with. So there's a little bit of give and take, I think, on both sides. It's not all about land buying, and it's not all about management of the lands, but a good balance, I think, will come out of this as well.
Now, the Senate's proposal for Amendment 1 money will be released today by the General Government Appropriations Subcommittee. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.